significant role you play in the co-creation of events through choice and to help you learn how to mature choice within your life, that as a result, you will be able to create a much more satisfying life. And in the difficult times of your life, make choices that are guided by wisdom, faith, and the energy of your spirit. First, let me introduce to you the 7 principles of co-creation that I'll be working with in this series. The first law I want to introduce is that every thought creates form. For every choice, there is a consequence. This particular law has so much authority that for most of us, it's not one that we pay attention to, and yet it may well be one of the most dominant forces guiding and directing every minute of your life. For every choice, there is a consequence. What I've discovered in my own work is how intricate and involved the choices are that we make in life. I think for most of us, choice is defined by what we say in terms of, I choose to go here, I choose to go there. We define it at a very pedestrian or very elementary level. The deeper creative choices we make in life are the ones we're not aware of. Those are the ones that have power. The choices of our attitudes, the choices of our belief systems, the choices of our resentments, the choices of the manner in which we love and the quality of love, all of these subtle choices that we really don't think about moment to moment, the thousands of choices we make in terms of why we judge someone, how we judge someone, how we choose to see someone, these are choices, every one of them, and everyone carries incredible potency. And when I do readings on people, I track their choices. And their body tells me the consequence. I track their choices and their life tells me the consequence. The whole of your life has an anatomical system. It's duplicated in your physical anatomy system. And so when I talk about these laws of choice and consequence, you need to be aware that they're registered in your biography and they're registered in your biology. The second law of creation is the law of magnetic attraction. Like attracts like. Magnetic attraction, simply put, is that the magnetics of your energy field, the magnetics of your spirit, the magnetics of your psyche, draw to you mirrored experiences. You attract to yourself what you need as a reflection of where you are at that point in your life, at that point in your spirit, and at that stage of your psychic development. And so this is the law that explains why when you have an idea, you attract to yourself people who can help you with that idea. The law of magnetic attraction is the one that operates behind support groups. Alcoholics Anonymous depends on the law of magnetic attraction. As do any health support groups. People are drawn there through some force field. Someone recommends, you know, I know this wonderful support group. That's not a coincidence. It's because your law of magnetic attraction is in motion. In the law of magnetic attraction, every part of us participates in this throbbing energy that draws to us all that we need to create. But here, it's worth pursuing this one point a little further. And that's creation is a process that includes that which is created by our fears as well as by our faith, by our mission in life, as well as what we are afraid to pursue in our mission in life. I'm highlighting that because the law of magnetic attraction also means that you attract to yourself what you're afraid of. You attract to yourself the elements in your life that unfold so that you can see your deepest fears. That law of magnetic attraction, it's engaged and it's in motion, and it will direct you, it will create circumstances using your own energy to connect you with people.